From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The confirmed death toll in the sinking of a ferry off South Korea is now up to 32. The Associated Press is reporting three bodies were recovered near the ferry today. Divers have also reported seeing some victims inside the vessel, but they have been unable to get inside. As Jason Strother reports from Seoul, with more than 260 people still missing, the number of dead is certain to rise.
Now it's been three full days since this ferry sank. There's not a lot of hope left that if there were survivors still left inside of the wreck, that they'd be able to make it this long. The Coast Guard is saying that some of its divers who had been able to enter the ship did discover corpses. Local media is saying that some of the bodies recovered from the scene show that they have been dead for a few days. It's hard to determine, but there's no sign that so far that anyone has actually survived the sinking.
Jason Strother reporting there from Seoul. The captain of the ferry and two crew members were arrested today. Russian President Vladimir Putin says there is no reason why relations between Russia and the West cannot improve, but he says it's up to the West to make that happen. Putin spoke in an interview with a state-run Russian television station today. The U.S. and the European Union are warning of a new round of sanctions against Russia if pro-Russian activists don't disarm and give up control of the public buildings they've seized in eastern Ukraine. They're refusing, despite a diplomatic agreement reached in Geneva this week. France's presidential palace says four French journalists held hostage in Syria since June have been released. In a statement, French President François Hollande says the journalists are in good health and on their way back to France. Republicans aren't happy with the latest delay in the review process for the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada. House Speaker John Boehner calls the Obama administration's decision shameful. As Fred Knapp of NET News in Nebraska reports, it's the latest twist in the project's path.
The State Department cited uncertainty created by litigation in Nebraska in announcing the delay. It says other agencies need additional time to submit their views on Keystone XL, which is supposed to transport oil from tar sands in Canada to refineries on the Texas Gulf Coast. Nebraska Governor Dave Heineman approved the pipeline's route last year, but in February, a state court ruled the decision should have been made by Nebraska's Public Service Commission. That ruling's being appealed to the state Supreme Court, which is not expected to decide before later this year. That could delay a final decision by President Obama, which could displease labor supporters of the pipeline or environmentalist opponents, until after the November election. For NPR News, I'm Fred Knapp in Lincoln, Nebraska.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Random highway shootings had Kansas City area residents looking over their shoulders, but now a suspect has been charged. Laura Spencer reports from member station KCUR.
27-year-old Mohammed Whitaker faces 18 felony counts for about a dozen shootings at vehicles near highway exits or road splits. Three people were hit, but their injuries were not life-threatening. Ballistic tests, eyewitness reports, and surveillance tied Whitaker to the shootings. Kansas City Mayor Sly James says area residents played a vital role in the investigation.
They called when they saw something suspicious. They offered information if they had it.
Officials say it appears Whitaker worked alone. A motive has not yet been released. For NPR News, I'm Laura Spencer in Kansas City.
A scholar who died in a rock climbing accident earlier this month is being remembered for her contributions to Wikipedia. Adrian Wadowitz helped shape one of the Internet's most popular sites with nearly 50,000 edits. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports.
Adrian Wadowitz's college students who plagiarized from Wikipedia on their papers occasionally found this note from their professor.
I know this is plagiarized from Wikipedia because I wrote it on Wikipedia.
That was Wadowitz 2 years ago in a video made by the Wikipedia Foundation. Only about 10% of Wikipedia editors are female. Wadowitz said it gave her great joy to know that many people's first point of reference to the writers and historical figures she admired would be on the entries she meticulously edited. She liked her students to contribute to Wikipedia themselves.
And it mattered what you wrote and how you wrote it, because millions of people were going to see what you wrote.
Adrian Wadowitz died after a fall in Joshua Tree National Park. She was only 37 years old. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
And this is NPR News.